Malcolm, it's always a joy to actually sort of touch base with yourself, and as you begin to build the anticipation here, I see you've got one of your competitors here and also an ace actor and truly wonderful auctioneer.
He's a marvellous man all round.
He is, isn't he, really?
He is. He's just a man that I have always looked up to. I just hope when I look up from my horse this afternoon, he's not in front of me.
He is, of course, the famous legend that is...
Nathaniel Parker.
Nathaniel, good to connect with you, and exemplary
work. Get you everywhere, you know that, don't you? All this flat, my head has got too big for the horse now.
It's all part of the rich strategy that we're adopting here.
Yeah, too much weight in my head alone. I am a bear of very little brain, which is why I'm doing this race in the first place.
Clearly, allowing for the fact that yourself and Malcolm are keeping the equity end up, so to speak, in this race, do you feel sort of weight of responsibility for the acting profession?
No. No, I don't. In fact, I left the union equity some time ago, so no, I don't at all. I think I'm here really for racing welfare. That's why I'm here, and they're the charity that mean most in racing and mean a lot to me. That's why I got involved in it. And we sat around the board table and someone said, well, there's this race. We have one of the board members here. As I remember, did I put my hand up or did they? No, I didn't. I was nominated. So there you go. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, if you had a daughter, she would have nominated you as well, I'm sure.
I'm sure she would, yes. My daughters were... they loved that auction. First time I haven't seen them embarrassed for a long time, except when I started doing my dog impressions. Probably...
Quite genuinely, I can actually vouch for this, dear listener. Nathaniel does do the authentic vocal voice impersonation.
I've got a whole
menagerie?
Of hounds. What do you call them? A pack of hounds. If you listen to the distance, you go...
It's like Rob Brydon's Man in the Box. You don't do the Man in the Box as well, do you?
Yeah, Rob Brydon's. Yeah, well, I look up to Rob a lot. I think he's brilliant. It's lovely to race with Malcolm, though. It's very good fun.
So have you experienced this excitement from the participant point of view before? Is this actually, as we've learned in the press, then your first ever race?
My first ever race, my first ever auctioneering experience.
It's like Merlin all over again, isn't it?
You're right. And it's my first ever view of Frankel, who I had this morning as well. I went and watched him on the gallops and had a chat with him afterwards. Straight from the horse's mouth, he's ready to go.
Malcolm, any questions you'd like to put to your competitor for the day? I mean, this is your opportunity now to throw in, googly, get some thinking.
Where do you want to finish in comparison to me, Malcolm?
I'd like to finish in front of him. What question I'd like to ask, what are you going to weigh out at next?
More than you, and you know that. That's just so mean. This isn't a comfortable thought for most of your listeners, but 13 stone naked is probably what I would. But they're not letting me ride naked. Probably just as well.
That's another horse race, I think.
I think it's another race altogether. Lord Godiva.
I fear I've got to witness that in the weighing room, though.
You can avert your eyes. Watch a different channel.
I think it's only a matter of time before we get the two of you together for a double act, really. It's good to work, I know. I mean, I thought Derek Thompson and myself were sort of unique, but this is a whole strange world entirely. Guys, the very best of luck. I know you're going to do well. It's a splendid cause. The weather's pretty solid here, so it's a wonderful sort of environment. And, Malcolm, we just want you to win.
Thanks, Alex.
Sorry, Nathaniel.
No worries. I go along with that, too.
No chance.
Excellent. Well, we've just heard the words, I'm sweating buckets, not from yours truly, although I am actually, and it's a whole range of things. Nicola is just glowing. Malcolm, we've got someone who I described as a legend,
yes.
But also, surely he's the ringer in this horse racing scenario, because he's done it all before.
He's both. He's a living legend, this man, and he's also a ringer, because he's an ex-professional jockey riding against poor little... amateurs like myself who've never done it before. So
we are referring, of course, to
ashamed of himself.
We are referring to
Niall Hannity.
Niall, good to connect. I've seen you do a whole range of things over the years, up and down the whole camp. But surely, isn't this a little bit? You're taking on actors here.
Yeah, but me and Malcolm did a few different jobs, and everything we do, Malcolm's better, a lot better than me. So it'd be a highly surprise if I was to beat Malcolm today.
Nicola, any questions for the man who actually had a win on the Channel 4 tips this morning?
Wow, okay. Well, what do you do to prepare for this race?
Last weekend I went through quite a rigid running, running and just healthy diet and trying to get my weight down in the best possible way.
After drinking 25 pints at your daughter's christening.
Yeah, it was, but at least I danced it off on the top of the table.
You did. And you invited me up there, and you don't even remember doing that.
I remember you arriving, I just don't remember you leaving.
Well, you don't remember inviting me to dance on the table.
Oh, no. Oh, did I?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you? Did you pick me up on it?
I think there's another series coming out here in various ways. The going looks good. With your jockey hat on in terms of experience, is this ideal conditions? Could it be a little bit cooler? I mean, what's your thought?
Yeah, possibly it could be a bit cooler because it will be hard for the riders because you hear people say it's, and I've been telling Malcolm, you just can't understand how much it takes it out of you. You can ride 20 horses in the morning, but ride one horse in the afternoon in a race, and it really does knacker you. It'll knacker me. You know, and I know what's coming, but they'll be fine. They're a lot of them. Malcolm, especially, has trained properly, and it's just keeping rehydrated in days, I guess. But that'd be a good crack. It's a lovely setting, Newmarket. It's for a good cause, and just hopefully we have a good, clean race, and everybody jumps off and you know, and
comes flying dismount. I'm trying to persuade Malcolm to do a flying dismount, but
yeah, I think he should. Yeah.
Challenges being set there.
Yeah, absolutely. The only problem is I'm a bit worried I might do it during the race rather than afterwards.
No, I think we'll hold fire with that. And once again, I think it's in the immortal words of Richard Dunwoody, that's why the sport of kings is so wonderful, because unlike Premiership footballers, you talk to legends like your good self, Neil, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and so thank you very much for everyone who's got behind and sponsored it.
Just the final thing, of course, Malcolm, you are riding a horse which is slightly slower than the one you wanted. You originally wanted Fish for Compliments. I'll just ask Neil on his view here, because clearly a lot rests on the horse, etc., the horsepower itself. Do you think Malcolm's got a reasonable one? He feels it's a little bit slow.
Yeah, I don't know her, to be honest. She's only ran a handful of times, so she could be open to improvement, but on official rating she has got a bit of work to do, which in ways that's good to Malcolm, because there'll be nobody thinking, right, he's going to go out and win this. But look, it's his first go at it, and the main thing is A to B. And if he can beat a few home, great. And if anything else, would be an added bonus. But it's just taking part, you know.
We're behind you, Malcolm.
Cheers, Alex.
And of course, we're behind you as well, Neil. I'd like a photo finish, ideally.
Yeah, I'd settle for a photo finish.
Well, the moment is arriving. We're just about to have a few words with Ross Tomlinson about this whole thing. Bernadette's in deep conversation at present, really. Just to remind you, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM's Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition on location at the Newmarket, August the 18th day. Graham and Nicola have actually joined us as well from that point of view. Let's just grab a few words with Ross. Ross, I suppose technically you should actually do the horse racing commentary on this one.
Oh, really? Well, no. A lot of people ask me, actually, if I'll get into commentary like my dad, but I have to say, I don't really know if I can handle it. I'm not that very good at remembering things. And
he actually is quite a wizard at certainly identifying the colours and riders, although strangely turned down the challenge we gave him of actually commentating on the race as he's riding it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suspect it's more scary to do a commentary, actually, than to ride in the race, but then again, I suppose. Well, my dad actually told me earlier that he would be more nervous if he was coming here today to commentate than if he had to ride, so...
There we are, you see, all sorted through there. Now, this is it. The moment is arriving. We're at the paddock. We'll be looking, obviously, to see the entry of the horses and the riders shortly. How nervous do you feel at this stage, Ross?
Well, I'm absolutely terrified for him, but at least I know that he is very confident. And, well, yeah, it'll be good to actually see him in the colours, in all his silks and
see
him.
He hasn't given you a sneak preview so far?
No. I turned it today, didn't know what he'd be wearing, and so this is my first.
Looking at the actual colours, Graham, the colours that Malcolm were wearing, if we look at his outfit, we should be looking for...
Blue! Oh, Pastoral Pursuits. No, it's blue.
Blue with a white...
Oh, royal blue, white hollow box, striped sleeves, check cap.
Excellent. That works so well on radio. It's marvellous. Great stuff. Well, I mean, I'm nervous. Graham, are you nervous?
I am. I'm nervous for Malcolm. Pursuit of Passion. That's a great title for a horse in his situation, because I know he's passionate, but is he going to be able to pursue?
Yeah, it's very true. Nicola, how do you feel?
I'm very excited for him. I think it's a fantastic experience for him to have, so good luck to him.
But I'm going to bet on somebody else. I am going to have a couple of bob with him.
It's actually good news for Malcolm, actually.
I've got a feeling he's better than all of them.
Well, they always say that the nicest people make it better than themselves, so we say true in my case. But there is also a great commentator, Richard Beverley, and his daughter, who we're going to meet later on. Can you tell us, reveal all who is she?
She's Eleanor Tomlinson. She's much more famous than I am. She's just done a huge film called Jack the Giant Killer, which is Alex March with Ewan McGregor and Bill Nighy, and she starred in a film called Angus Fongs and the Perfect Snogging, which you know very well, don't you?
I love watching.
Yeah, and Ice in Wonderland, Johnny Depp, and the Originals.
Just listening to Derek Thompson interview Malcolm Tomlinson here. It's very serious. There's a sort of sense of anticipation as the things develop. Malcolm's obviously in full riding gear. We might try and grab a few words with Malcolm just before the horse race actually starts from this point of view. It's currently in deep conversation here. Malcolm, you're looking extremely spry.
Yeah, feeling okay, Alex. Thanks. Yeah, looking forward to getting on the horse and getting away, really.
It's going to be great. I mean, I think you should be proud of Eleanor. She's doing good commentary duty there.
She's doing a brilliant job. She's a little star. Fantastic.
As expected. Well, we wish you all the very best. Good news is I don't think Graham's backing you. Well, I think he is. Well, no, he's not. Anyway, so good news as far as that's concerned.
I hope not. Yeah.
And we'll see you at the winning post.
Yeah, cheers, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, I think for the next few moments, Nicola, we'll actually hand over to Derek Thompson. We'll actually carry his commentary on the whole thing, because clearly he is the professional in this particular area. And obviously we're too biased with this particular one, I think.
Yeah, because we all know we want Malcolm to win, so...
Exactly. No pressure, but there we are. We've done our bit in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, certainly. I wish him all the luck in the world. I think he'll really enjoy it, so good luck.
It's the climax of the day.
The racing will be, because some of these are pros, some of them are, like Malcolm, he's done racing, but I don't think in this kind of
well, just actually quickly looking, I mean, I'm sure we'll start a few seconds, but we mentioned Neil Hannity, who was a professional jockey. We've obviously got Roger Sargent, who was an amateur jockey but had a number of wins in the whole thing. Harriet Bond, a university student, of course, who works at John Joe Neil's Reid. Matthew Hancock, a local MP for West Suffolk. Wouldn't it be interesting if actually he discussed parliamentary debates by putting David Cameron and Nick Clegg and Ed Miliband on horseback? Could be a thought there. Grecian Goddess, run by Racing Welfare Officer Marianne Dacre. And Good Day, run by Kim Pullen, who's a secondary PE teacher. Maurice McCarthy is, of course, a regular charity ride racer. Ken is a dual horse trainer. Malcolm Thompson, of course, we all know, our very own man. And fellow actor Nathaniel Parker riding Tindaro. And finally, of course, Kate Doyle, a former three-day event rider. So she'll doubtless be interested in one of our forthcoming reports from the Burley horse trials, the first horse trials post-Olympics, of course. But I think from what we're gathering now, we're now actually ready to pretty much go. So we'll be off from thence.
Please give them all a great picture, because they ride in any amount for the first time race. Certainly buying for the first time with money. And they're raising a lot of money for charity. And that's basically what it's all about. And having fun as well. Okay, guys, stand by. Here we go. They're being pulled in. Okay, and they are off and they're racing. And Grecian Goddess got a very, very good start and leads early on. From in second place in the stripes, we've got Good A. The one who's running very wide is Mirana. I anticipate that taking quite a hold. Tindaro is right there as well. They're spread right across the track. They're going about, well, Frankel wouldn't be able to lie up with them, put it like that. And Grecian Goddess takes them along. In the yellow colours with the sheepskin noseband, Advanced is right there. Their pursuit of passion is going nicely just on the heels of the leaders. Towards the far side, take Doughty Wiley. Then behind that on the right, we've got Mirana, the spread right across the track. And then we've got Bankroll, and behind Bankroll, we've got on the left Tindaro and the yellow sleeves. Coming down the hill with about half a mile left to run. Actually, down the middle of the track, the favourites advance. Neil Hannity moves well. from Dick Derby Wiley, Matthew Hancock, MP. They're behind this one. What else have we got? Trying to make a move on the far side, Mr. Willis and the old timer, Ken Clutterbuck. In the back cars, it's Dick, it's Bruce and Goddess, but it is Advance who has the lead. Dick Derby Wiley is coming out of the back in pursuit. Viva Ronaldo begins to stay on. Bruce and Goddess is still there with every chance. Plenty of chances here. Here they come down towards the last 2.5 miles. Get ready for the big cheer. Advance on the left, Mark Hanley.
Very good race there, very well put together.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. I mean, you couldn't really tell that it was like a completely different race to the other one, so that was amazing. Yeah,
really good. Job well done.
The result of the blue square cavalry charge, winners number 4, Dick Derby Wiley, were in by Matthew Hancock. Second number 1, advanced on the Mel Hennessy. Third number 5, Grecian Goddess, and Marion Becker. Of course, 11, Viva Ronaldo, Kate Bale.
All right, well, great news. We knew it was going to be a successful race right from the start. And as I said, behind every good jockey, there's a fine woman. Judith, you must be very pleased with your husband.
I'm very pleased and dead proud and very much relieved that he's in one piece.
I think we all were feeling that, actually, because in all seriousness, you know, it's a dangerous sport. We didn't want to mention all the sort of challenging things that were actually around from that point of view, but he looked in fine fettle and a cracking race.
Really well. I think the most terrifying thing is that no matter how much you train, when you're training, you're not racing, you're just training. So when you get in the field and they all get close together, that's a worry if you're not used to doing it.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, good on him, he did terrifically well. We were screaming.
I know how excited you get when England are playing their football matches in the World Cup, because I've sat beside you when you've actually been seeing them at the World Cup. So in this particular case, presumably you went completely Doolally.
I did go absolutely mad. He did really well. I'm very, very pleased. Yeah.
And Eleanor, of course, as well, actually, sort of doing the award ceremony and the whole rest of the packages. So that was good stuff there. Without the Tomlinsons, this race would not have worked at all, would it?
Absolutely not. No, it's been a great day. We've loved it. We had some lovely friends here, Richard and Andrew, as well. So.
Absolutely. It's been win-win all day. Nicola, have you enjoyed your whole experience? Your first ever race, Tokel?
It's been absolutely fantastic, and it's been great to see such a great person running the race. Well, not run, obviously.
He's running it next year, I think, really.
Call it?
Yeah. He's overwhelmed.
But, yeah, it was brilliant. He looked like a pro, so I'm sure you're very proud.
Yeah.
Sorry, so we'll grab a few words with Graham. Graham, if we could just sort of invite you back in again. What would you like to say to Judith, the wife of Malcolm Tomlinson, the wife of a winner?
Say again?
What would you like to say to Judith here, who's supporting Malcolm all the way through the whole thing?
I think that your congratulations. He did really well, didn't he?
Yeah.
He stayed on.
Yeah.
And we've raised certainly way in excess of £5,000 for the charity, which
That's
is
brilliant.
What it was about, really. Yeah.
But that was fast. They were fast. For people to ride, that's extraordinary. That was a race.
Yeah. It was
good. Great stuff. I just wonder, I mean, a question we'll put to Malcolm probably sometime, either today or whatever, if he had his first choice of horse, I wonder if that would have actually just made a little bit more of a difference, really, if he'd gone on the initial Fish for Compliments.
It's a much, much stronger horse. But then, you know, so he was terribly disappointed at first because the Fish for Compliments went a bit lame, apparently. But he was riding a filly called In Pursuit of Passion. And she was much gentler and lovely, which actually made me feel a bit safer.
Yep, no, absolutely. Well, sort of put together. Let's see if we can grab Ross in to have a few words. If we can just sort of, he's in the midst of the whole thing. Ross, success. Ooh. He got back alive.
Yes, he did. Thank God. It was amazing, though. I never screamed so much in my life. That was fantastic.
Yeah. And what was really nice, we put £2 to win on him. So we've got the little betting chip to put on the notice board at home as a little keepsake, which is rather nice.
Brilliant. Exactly. Graham, of course, did win with his results, of course. You managed to bet on the wager?
On three horses. I had to do, Malcolm. I got the winner and I got the second.
Oh, excellent.
I got the second,
who was the favourite, so I got that one.
It's been a truly successful, wondrous day, and I've been privileged to actually share it with the family.
Lovely to have you with us, Alex.
Well, Beverly family Tomlinson, Judith, Ross, Eleanor, who's in deep conversation, quite understandably now, and Malcolm, and we'll catch up with, I'm sure, in the not too distant future. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. See you soon.
Malcolm, congratulations, a superlative race.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, Alex. It was really good fun.
And seventh in the end?
Seventh, and I was really proud of her, actually, because, you know, she wasn't entitled to finish. She should have been much, much further back, so I'm really happy with that.
Cracking ride. As you were spread out in that cavalry charge, quite literally, what was going through your mind? Because there was a moment at that time when I thought, he might just do this.
Yeah, I thought that, because it didn't go too quick to start with, and I knew my filly would have a problem lying up with the pace if it was too fast, so I was quite happy they didn't go too fast early. And when we got down to 4 furlongs, maybe even 3.5, I thought, if she picks up, we've got a really serious chance. But I asked her to pick up, and she just couldn't, you know. She kept going well.
Absolutely. The delay, because it seemed to be quite a lengthy delay at the start of the whole thing, did that have any impact you felt?
It was good for me, because I went down quite early.
Right.
And, you know, it's good to sort of get your breath back and just relax down at the start. It's really quiet down there, and she was as good as Golder, so it was good to get down there and just relax and wait for everybody else to get down. There was a guy who had a problem getting down to the start. He came down like an Exocet missile, actually, and so there were obvious problems with that, and one of the horses had to be walked all the way down, so it was good just to collect yourself and get your berth, so it suited me really
well. Derek Thompson, I know, was very impressed. Graham clearly, and the rest of the Southside team, equally impressed with the whole thing, so well done. We're about 2013, are we going again?
Yeah, that's a long way off, 2013, nice. We've
got a 24-hour end of the year and possibly end of the Mayan calendar show to actually get through before that.
We have indeed, so we'll take stock and think about it, but it's been a fantastic experience.
Okay, congratulations. Nearly 55,000 raised already, a good £5,000 plus being caused through your own gallant efforts. Yeah. Great news all around.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Really, really thrilled to get over the £5,000 that we were trying to raise, and it's just, you know, good for both charities that we're hitting those targets.
We'll see you in the studio very soon.
We'll do.